Buonasera! My name is Marcello. I am a tour leader with Explore.
Ciao!
Come, follow me.
Behind this 200-year-old gate is the best view of one of Rome's finest fountains.
Ah, bellissima. Look at the Renaissance detail, the sunlight in the bronze. Not everyone knows about Turtle Fountain, but you will if you explore. Search explore.co.uk and don't just travel, explore.
Hey there, and welcome to my Saturday mini-sode. I know that weekends can often be quite difficult when you're single and you don't have kids. So I wanted to do a very short episode every Saturday morning, just so that you can listen to someone first thing on a Saturday who totally gets it, who totally has your back, and who knows that weekends can still be awesome, even more so, when you're on your own. I'm going to be talking about all sorts of things, from my general wonderings to my words of wisdom about life. Take the word wisdom with a huge pinch of salt. To stuff that I'm currently obsessed with, whether that be books or music or podcasts. Whatever it is, I really hope that you guys will enjoy it. So, without further ado, here we go. Hi there, and welcome back to another one of my Saturday mini-sodes. Today, I am going to talk briefly about a few podcasts that I'm currently loving, in case you're in need of some inspirational content to enhance your life. Now, all of the podcasts I'm going to talk about are in a similar vein. They're all personal growth oriented. And the main intention of all of them is to help you make your life better and motivate you to do the things that are going to improve your life. Now, I personally can't get enough of all that stuff, as you probably know by now if you've been listening to Spinsterhood Reimagined for any length of time. So I'm sure you won't be surprised by the content of these four podcasts. Okay, so the first one I'm going to talk about is the Mel Robbins podcast. You may or may not have heard of Mel Robbins, but I absolutely love her. So Mel is 54 years old, and many years ago she was a lawyer, but she hated it and subsequently became a local radio host turned motivational speaker turned author and now turned podcaster. Now, I think Mel is completely fabulous. I follow her on Instagram, and what I love so much about her is how she is just so, so authentic and honest. And she always produces content that makes you think and or inspires you, which is frankly what I look for when I'm following someone on Instagram or listening to a podcast. She lives in Vermont in New England, and she's written books called The 5 Second Rule and The High Five Habit, both of which I love. So when I heard that she was starting a podcast, I immediately subscribed, and I now listen to it religiously. Okay, she's only been doing it for a few weeks, but she does 2 episodes a week, and I'm loving it so far. Mel Robbins is the kind of straight-talking woman who really makes you think about how to essentially upgrade your life. She is just so, so refreshingly genuine and upfront and real. And you just feel like you're listening to a friend, a good friend. I just feel with her that I completely trust her. And she's the kind of woman who really walks the walk and talks the talk. She also makes no bones about the things that we need to do to improve our lives and how we need to do them. And it's impossible to listen to her and not feel inspired and motivated and like you've had a really good, valuable pep talk. Also, she's very open about the struggles that she's had in her own life with anxiety. So yeah, I just love her, and I highly recommend you check out her new podcast. Now, the second podcast I want to talk about is Achieve Your Goals with Hal Elrod. Now, if you've been listening to Spinsterhood Reimagined for a while, then I'm sure you'll have heard me mention Hal Elrod. I always credit him as the person who sort of kickstarted my journey of personal growth, and I could not love this man more. Hal has been through some real adversity in his life, including a serious car crash when he was in his early 20s, in which he very nearly died, and it left him in a coma for 6 days. When he woke up, he was told that he would very likely never walk again. However, he very much did and went on to become incredibly successful. He has also fought two cancer battles, but remains a very positive, optimistic person who consistently aims to live his very best life. He's married with two kids and he lives in Austin in Texas. Now, Hal is the reason I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. He wrote a book called The Miracle Morning. Well, that's one of his books. So yeah, he wrote a book called The Miracle Morning, which I devoured several years ago. And thanks to his book, I now get up at ridiculous o'clock. And this is the one thing that has really changed my life for the better. And I started listening to Hal's podcast several years ago. And in fact, when I got a Spotify notification at the end of last year about what I'd been listening to the most in the previous 12 months, it was his podcast that won by a mile. He is truly one of my favourite people on the planet, despite never having actually met him. But I kind of look upon him as one of my mentors from afar. You might have heard me talk about the importance of the people we surround ourselves with. And I count people whose podcasts I listen to in that category, which I know sounds a bit strange. But I reckon if you're listening to someone's podcast on a very regular basis, then that genuinely does count towards one of the people you're spending the most time with. Because after all, when it comes to the people we surround ourselves with, the reason it's so important is that the words that literally come out of those people's mouths are what influence us more than we realise. And so if you're spending time with a friend every day who's really negative and is constantly complaining about this and that and the other, then that person's opinions and thoughts and beliefs are going to influence you. And on the other hand, if you're spending time with someone who has a very positive mindset and who is trying to improve their life and follow their dreams and expand their world, then that will also have an influence on you. And so I really believe that if you're listening to the same person's podcast very often, then that person can absolutely be counted as one of the people you're spending the most time with. And especially if you think about the fact that perhaps one of the five people that you spend the most time with is a friend who you only see once a week or once a fortnight. So I definitely think that listening to someone really regularly, like a couple of times a week, I really think that that can actually influence our thinking more than we realise. So I really take advantage of that and listen to a hell of a lot of podcasts from the same people, you know, many, many times a week. I'm constantly listening to podcasts. So Hal Elrod does both solo episodes and episodes with guests, but I personally prefer his solo episodes. I think he probably does more of those, actually, because I just like to listen to him talking and just get all of his sort of goodness and advice. And he never fails to leave me feeling totally inspired and also with lots of really interesting ideas and thoughts that I always find incredibly useful and very actionable. So I would highly recommend checking out Achieve Your Goals by Hal Elrod. Okay, so moving on to number three. I want to mention a podcast called The School of Greatness, which is hosted by a guy called Lewis Howes, who you may have heard of. And similar to the previous two podcasts, the general premise of The School of Greatness is to live a better life and to dream bigger. Now, Lewis is a former professional athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur and business coach and keynote speaker. And his podcast is ranked in the top 100 podcasts on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts, which is pretty bloody impressive. And it's had over 100 million downloads. And as I record this, because I just looked it up, as I record this, There are currently 1,334 episodes to listen to, which is insane. So you're never going to be short of episodes if you listen to The School of Greatness. But this is a brilliant podcast to listen to because Lewis has really, really fabulous guests every single week, more than once a week, who talk about all sorts of interesting topics from relationships to neuroscience to intermittent fasting to abundance to manifesting, basically anything and everything under the sun. So you just cannot fail to find something fascinating to listen to on any one of his episodes. And he's also a really lovely, genuine guy. So you should definitely go and check out The School of Greatness with Lewis Howes. Now, I'm going to finish this mini-sode with a podcast called Law of Attraction Changed My Life, which is hosted by a British woman called Francesca Amber, who you might have heard of or you might not have, I don't know. Now, I think she is brilliant and her podcast is doing so, so well. I think it's been going for about 3 years and I've been listening to it for about a year and a half. So yeah, I discovered her about a year and a half ago and I can't even remember how I came across her or her podcast. I really cannot remember how I discovered her. But for whatever reason, I ended up listening to episode one and there was just something about her that I loved. And having listened to episode one, I literally like binged the first sort of 10 episodes. I mean, she is hilarious. And as it says in the title, her podcast is all about the law of attraction, which I personally think has been given a really bad name, largely because of the film The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. Because the law of attraction is awesome if you understand how it actually works and if you understand that you don't just sit on a chair and go, I really, really want a BMW and then it just appears. I don't know why I said that as an example. Anyway, so I think the law of attraction has been given rather a bad name. And it's something I'm absolutely fascinated by and really, really interested in. And so Francesca Amber's podcast is all about the law of attraction and her experience of applying it to create the life that she wants. Now, she lived in London for years, but she's now moved to, I think it's somewhere like Lincolnshire or somewhere like that, sort of Midlands area. And she's single, but she has three daughters, including twin girls who are about two, I think. Anyway, she makes me laugh so much. And if you're into the law of attraction or you're at all interested in finding out more about it, you should definitely go and have a listen to her podcast because it's actually really good. She's brutally honest and open about herself and her life, and she's just bloody entertaining. So I really recommend that you go and give it a listen. So that's it for podcasts to hopefully give you some inspiration. And I always think that there are so many podcasts out there that it's nice to have some recommended because I think it can be quite daunting to even know where to start. Although, obviously, you should always start with Spinsterhood Reimagined. But when you finish listening to that, go and listen to one of these four. Anyway, have a fabulous weekend and remember, you are awesome. See you Tuesday. Bye.